The state has a new library for rocks. The new Geologic Materials Center opened in Anchorage today in what used to be the old Sam's Club. The facility is aimed at giving industry members, academics, and the public access to the wealth of data kept in core samples from around the state. KSKA's Ann Hillman went to the opening.
More than 100 people milled about a white concrete room, poring over conveyor-like roller tables holding boxes of rocks. Some of the cylindrical core samples showed cross-sections of rough sediment. Others were smooth gray.
Feel how gritty that is? That's sandstone.
Jim Carson from Canrig Drilling Technology offered an impromptu lesson on oil reservoir geology.
So that's the sand where the oil, and then some of this stuff, if you go around, I know it sounds gross, if you go smell that dark-looking rock, you'll smell oil. There's actually oil in there.
Around the room, guests furtively dipped their noses into the samples. Carson says the new facility is nothing like the old center in Eagle River.
To actually see it in this setting now, compared to a dark Connex out in Eagle River with a flashlight, is a huge step forward. This is a world-class facility in Alaska. Should be very proud of it.
The state spent $24.5 million and 2 years to buy and renovate the old warehouse store. They originally planned to spend 9 years and nearly $45 million to build a completely new facility. Dave LePain is a geologist with the Department of Natural Resources and heads the energy section. He says the core collection is an invaluable resource for oil and gas developers in the state because it can help them make predictive models without spending millions on drilling new wells.
A facility like this, I think, is an economic engine for the state. Because as the bigger companies tend to leave the state and smaller companies tend to come in the state, whatever we can do to help them get a leg up and learn the geology of whatever basin they're exploring in, we should do.
GMC curator Ken Papp says the center is like a library of more than 100,000 boxes of rocks where companies and individuals can check out cores and even take new, small samples from them.
So it's kind of a back and forth between, you know, promoting science and the knowledge of the rocks that we have here, and yet keeping things accessible and preserved for future generations to learn about.
Some students started learning about the rocks during the opening ceremony. Eighth graders from Clark Middle School streamed down the endless rows of towering orange shelves. Some, like Emmanuel Nansen, stopped into the private sample viewing rooms. He peered into the beige rock cores, wondering how to extract gold for them, and he couldn't see the point of studying lava.
Yeah. But he made out of it.
Despite his skepticism, Nansen and his classmate Brandon Sperry say the rocks piqued their interests.
Do you guys think you'll do geology, be involved with rocks when you're older?
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah?
50% chance.
Most of the center's samples will stay in Eagle River until the end of winter when it's cheaper to move them. The new center is large enough to almost quadruple the size of the collection through donations. They can also store permafrost and lake sediment samples in the same freezers and refrigerators that used to hold ice cream and bacon. In Anchorage, I'm Ann Hillman.